we have two long readings today, so we don't have a lot of time. What do you think this parable is all about? Parables can have many meanings. This one is not explained for us. We know that another version of this parable is in Matthew's Gospel. And in oral tradition, you keep the same parable, but you can change it a bit. Luke says explicitly that he told them this parable because he was near Jerusalem. In fact, this is the last thing he says before he enters Jerusalem. And they thought the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. He's going to bring about this kingdom of God and will be powerful and able to observe the law and drive the Romans out, and it will be great. So he tells this parable, according to Luke, as when he tells it. Matthew also has it toward the end of his life, to tell them, I'm going to go away and come back. Now Jesus tells this in a very interesting way. In their own day, one of Herod's sons, Archelaus, was reigning in the central part of the country, and he wanted to be a king. So he went off to Rome to obtain the kingship, because this world, this Palestine, was under Roman domination. And so he's telling them, I'm going away and I'll come back. And he's prophesying his death and resurrection. But they don't get it. So then Luke gives us this version of the parable with which you're very familiar. And he says to them, engage in trade until I return. Take what I give you and do something with it. And then he comes back and asks them. Now, what do you think that's all about? We get the word talent, you know, from the way Matthew tells the story, a talenton. Is a measure of money. And now we use it to be whatever gifts we have, you know, talent. What does it mean? And why was this other fellow afraid? And what is that supposed to mean to you today? Have you been entrusted with something? And are you dealing with it? Trusting God? Or are you hiding it? Now, in both stories, the servant is afraid of the master. He's afraid of losing what he's got. So he doesn't do anything with it. Now, what does all that mean? What should we be trading with? What should we be doing? And is it a risk? What kind of a risk? You see how you could spend a lot of time trying to understand this. What does it mean to me? Well, it means the Lord is coming back, for sure. It means that. He's coming back. When? Nobody knows. Soon? 1,000 years? Nobody knows. But he's coming back. And then, personally, he's coming back for us in the next few years. So what does he expect of us? What do you do with these talents, these gold coins? And then, you know, the line, everyone who has more will be given. But the one who has not will be taken away. What does that mean? You see how you can pray about this? This is the word of the Son of God. Now, what does it mean? Why would the church treasure this word and bring it here? Well, we have our life. And we have been given certain things. And the Lord expects us to use them to preach the kingdom. Our problem is usually not fear, per se. It's sloth. It's distraction. We get interested in money, pleasure, television, whatever. And we don't think we've been gifted. Those of us who are Christian, we know that Jesus Christ is the living, eternal Son of God. We know that his death on the cross made atonement for all the sins of mankind. We know that his resurrection brings new life, pours out the Holy Spirit, especially on the believers. We know this. What do we do about it? Can you see it? If we're aware of all that we've been given, we surely have to do something. I don't think we're afraid, you know, that the Lord's going to come and ask us, what did you do? And we're going to be able to say, I didn't do anything. So I'm not going to do anything. I mean, that's would be the... I don't think... It's more, we're lazy and distracted. You know, what preoccupies the Lord's heart doesn't preoccupy our heart. And so we don't share his zeal to go and tell the world about Jesus. I would advise you, you know, this is the last verses of chapter 19. Take it this up today and read it and say, Lord, what did you mean by this? Why did your blessed Holy Spirit make sure that it's in the gospel tradition twice, Matthew and Luke? Certainly one of the points is, as Luke tells it, because you're coming back. And you're coming back to assess every life. So when you come to my life, and you say, look at all I gave you. What did you do? What did you do? Did you waste it on an ego trip? You can preach the gospel out of your own ego. That's wasting my money. Do you do it with a servant's heart? Do you love me enough, you know, to let people know about me? Do you care? Do you have my care for this world? As you see, you know, your own country losing its grip on me. Chesterton once said about the United States, it's a country with the soul of a church. Well, is it still? And what do you do about it? Do you pray? Do you look for opportunities to tell people about me? Surely you can see every day I see instances, evidence that the Lord is pouring out grace in an enormous way right now. Lives lives are being changed all over the place. Let's get in on it. Let's preach the gospel. And when I say that, people think, I mean, go out in the streets and start preaching. Well, gosh, that's great. There's plenty of other ways. If you're a businessman, you're always looking for a chance to sell something, right? That's your job. That's how you're going to live. Well, this parable is about, we're all businessmen. And we got to turn a profit. But it has to happen through love. Love Jesus. Listen to him. And trade all day.